Hello and welcome to Booktopia On. I am Bronwyn.
I'm John.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're asking a very important question. Do spoilers matter? Now, if you've been listening to this podcast since its inception, you'll know that Sarah doesn't believe in spoilers, which baffles me personally.
I have strong opinions. Let's talk about the fact that most people do actually think spoilers really matter, right?
But to what degree, I think, is the question.
I feel like everyone around me is constantly pathologically frightened of being spoiled on anything. I feel like I walk through this world where everyone's like, shh, spoilers. And they're like protecting their ignorance at all costs.
It's worse than it used to be because it's not just the people at work talking around the water cooler spoiling anymore. It's social media. If any major thing, you know,
it's not as common with books, but accidentally stumble across
like Game of Thrones or the recent Marvel movie. Like everybody, there were spoilers everywhere, and you just couldn't avoid them. And it's dangerous, and people get really upset because
is it dangerous?
Yes, it is dangerous.
People are very passionate about it.
I know
you've seen this.
Yeah, I just don't understand it.
See, I don't know. Personally, mm-hmm. part of what makes a story good is the suspense, or for whatever it is, you know, if there's a spoiler or if there's a big plot twist, you know, that you're building towards, that part of the journey, part of the magic of the story is the journey to get to that. And so if you already know where it's heading, it takes a little bit of that magic away for me.
Yeah, it's the joy of the surprise.
Yes,
as well.
Whereas Sarah, people like you, I don't understand
people
you.
People like you.
People like, just like you, putting you in
enlightened
a
enlightened people.
No, people who just don't get it. I don't get how you want to know what's going to happen.
So what's something that's been spoiled for you? Like, we're not talking like Hamlet where he dies in the end. Sorry, everyone. We're talking like a thriller or like a plot twist kind of movie that you've heard about beforehand and the thing was just fine.
Oh, a good example actually would be Game of Thrones.
But don't spoil it for anyone listening.
Minority
here. Ron and I are totally against it.
Okay, there's a famous Agatha Christie novel. How about this?
Yes.
There's a famous Agatha Christie novel.
One of her latest ones?
Yeah. And I knew who the killer was, and I still thoroughly enjoyed reading it. You can spoil anything for me, and it won't. Sometimes it makes me want to read or see the thing more when I know how it ends. And I think you enjoy it more when you do know what's coming. People just don't realize that they enjoy it more when they know what's coming.
No,
but didn't you read some article that proved that you were right the other day around this?
How have you not brought it down here to read it aloud to us all right now?
Because there's that kind of storytelling which begins with a spoiler, like it starts at the
end. But it's like how do we get there?
Yeah,
but then the mystery is how do we get to that point? Mm-hmm. That's so you know how.
But how
it
much
ends up so
more
tragic.
Do you enjoy reading those books when you've had a prologue that tells you something?
I mean,
because then you're reading Look, okay, here's my thing. When I'm reading, and I do get lost in books, and I'm not saying that I don't, like, get lost in books, but even when I'm, like, deep, deep in a book that's got my whole attention, there's still a part of my brain that is analyzing the writing and figuring out where we might be going and admiring a certain turn of phrase or, like, you know what I mean? All that's going on in my head. And
I'm
so when you add on to that all of that stuff that's going on, when you add a layer of, I wonder if that's foreshadowing that could lead here and maybe the plot's going there. That's a din, right? When you take out that amount of noise, I can just really enjoy the story. I appreciate it more. I honestly feel like I enjoy the ride a lot more when my brain isn't trying to figure out what's going to happen next. And usually, you know, you do figure out what happens next anyway. And all this tension and surprise is oftentimes just you worrying that the thing you think might happen will happen. So, like, knowing that the thing you're afraid of happening is going to happen.
It depends
just
if you're afraid of it or not. So, I mean, the one example I can think of is Harry Potter. I'm sorry, John. That I think if, again, spoiler, if I was afraid that one of the trio would die, and if I had known for a fact that they wouldn't, I would have been happy to know for sure. That I would have been like, okay, good, I can relax.
Yeah.
The three will be okay. Other people will die, but at least they'll be okay. But for the most part, I don't think, I'm not worried if something bad's going to happen because it's part of the story.
Let's go straight into a spoiler here because you've brought up this example.
Yes.
I feel like I have to say this, but if you don't want to know what happens in the last Harry Potter book, stop listening right now. There's a point where Harry is dead. And then it turns out that he's not dead. Are you honestly saying, when you were reading these books, that you, maybe you're a bad example, how old were you?
I don't know.
But I think even a child reading these books would know. Harry's not dead, right?
Not Harry, but like one of like Hermione.
No, I'm just talking about that specific example.
Oh, no.
I'm saying is spoilers are a fake thing because even when, okay, so there's a big spoiler in Gone Girl. I'll try and avoid the details of it.
Yes, please.
But
you've read it, John.
I know, but there may be people out there. We're talking about spoilers. We don't have to be horrible.
And spoil for everybody, yes.
It's called Do Spoilers Matter.
You just spend your time doing this sort of thing, don't you? You just walk down the street going, buses and
you
stuff.
You know?
When someone is like, spoilers, I'm like, some part of me just goes, I just feel like it's warranted if it's a brand new thing that's just come out.
But you would still want to know the end, wouldn't you? You'd still
say, I don't actively always want to know.
No.
Sometimes I do, and when I do, it's because I'm like, I don't know if I want to be bothered with this thing or not.
Yeah.
And if the ending sounds interesting, then I would go into it to find out how we get there, right? But if I pick up a book and look at it and think, I know exactly what this story is, and I say to someone, what's the ending of this? And they tell me exactly what you think it is, then I'm like, right, cool, I don't need that.
Yeah.
But like, if I pick up something, think that I know what it's all about, not sure I'm going to read it, and then I say to the person, what's the ending of this? And they tell me something completely unexpected, I'm reading that book.
Well, okay, perfect example of that sort of is that Lara upstairs and I were having this discussion sort of the other day, and you are just like, Lara, she loves spoilers. Uh-huh. And because I had just seen the movie Adrift, and she wanted to know how it ended, which baffled me, right? But I told her, I won't say it. And then she's like, oh, it reminds me of The Life of Pi, and then she started to launch into an explanation of The Life of Pi, which I had never read or watched, and I could feel the spoiler about to come out of her mouth, and I just let her go because I've never really had a desire to read that book.
And then you heard it.
But then the second she told me what the spoiler was, I was like, God, that's good. I wish I had not heard it now.
But doesn't it make you want to read it?
No, it doesn't. It makes me want to watch the movie. Because now that I know how it ends, I'm kind of not tempted to read the book. I know it sounds weird, but that's just
how
my brain works.
That's just not how my brain works. John, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, can we just talk about this as well? Sometimes I'm being myself here.
Be honest.
Yes, sometimes the value of a work is completely tied up in its secrets.
Yeah.
Only. There's nothing of value other than the secret, right? And a lot of this stuff is like that. There are novels that I would never have read and gone through the horrendous writing and the blandness of it all if it wasn't for the fact that I didn't know how it ended. And so I just kept going until I got
that little
spot.
And then do you get to the end of those books and think, wow, I'm glad I read that?
No, hell no, never.
So wouldn't it have been great if you knew the spoiler and then you could have been like...
No, no, I'm saying that the only reason that book exists is the spoiler.
Well, that's not a good book.
What?
I don't think that's a good book.
But there are millions of those. They're very successful. I mean, I'm paid to sell books, so they're all good. In a certain genre, that's all you're getting. It's very rare that you come across, you know, the kind of meat and veggies you're talking about, where you're going, oh, that's a lovely turn of phrase, or oh, that's a beautiful idea. I've never even thought that's not in these books, right?
But also, I think there's levels of that. John Purcell, the reader, probably wouldn't find much to admire or, you know, go in transports over with a standard genre fiction book, right?
Yeah, that's me.
That's John. I really appreciate the form of those genres. And so when I'm reading it, even if it's, you know, let's say it's not like writing that's going to make you faint out of how beautiful it is.
Mm.
And let's say that there's no like, but it's enjoyable, you know, enjoyable writing. I really like, there's a part of my brain that's just like doing a jigsaw puzzle, you know, like there's a part of my brain that gets great satisfaction in just getting the shape of this thing and seeing how they're working with the tropes and like putting it all sort of together. And it's satisfying to me. And if And when you're reading those sort of books, the ending, you know what, how it's going to end. If you're reading a mystery, you know that they're going to find the person.
Not necessarily.
You probably know who it is, or you know who it is out of a group of people. The enjoyment for me is it's getting there, not
that's
not
what,
the
that's
ending.
What always surprised me with those people who read the end of romance novels to see if it works out well. It's a romance novel. It's meant to.
It's always
like,
it's going always to. Gonna,
like, it
yeah.
just surprises me that people go right to the end of a romance novel just to assure themselves that, yes, they're going to get together in the end and then begin the book. Like, wow, I don't understand that.
See, that's probably something that that's probably not a book that I'd read the end of first. Let's talk about this. If you ever have had a discussion with someone about whether spoilers matter, this has probably come up because they did this study. It's kind of old now. Like, I think it was like maybe 2011 or something. Well, you know. And then I think they revisited it a couple of years later. But it was from UC San Diego. And they did this thing. These professors did this thing where they gave, like, a test group of people 12 stories in three different genres. So it was literary, mystery, and I can't remember. Let's just say three different genres. And they had one group of people who they spoiled the ending for them before they started reading.
Mm-hmm.
And the other group of people just read it with no spoiler. And then they were asked to rate how much they enjoyed the books afterwards. And all the people who had read the book knowing the ending gave it a higher rating of enjoyment than the people who read it not knowing the ending. And so then they were like, well, this seems to suggest that knowing the ending can sometimes increase your enjoyment of a book. Then they revisited it later and did the same experiment, but this time they stopped halfway through the reading process and they went to the spoiled group and said, how are you enjoying this book at this point in the novel? And they rated it more highly than the people who didn't know the ending when they were stopped halfway through. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So in both things, like partway through the book and at the end of the book. So even if you're partway through a novel and you know the ending, you're still enjoying it more than someone who doesn't know the ending.
I mean, look, your little example is very valid, but personally it just won't, for me, it does not work.
No, but is that a mindset that you have? Like, we're so trained to think if you know the ending, the story is valueless.
No, because I will still, I mean, some examples I can think of is, coming back from Europe, I was on the plane and I saw this movie called Divergent.
We should stick to books, though.
No, but it is a book. This is my point. It is a book. I'd never heard of it. I didn't know it was a book. And I was like, oh, what's this? I'll watch it. I enjoyed it. And then when I researched it later, realized it was a book trilogy, it then made me want to read the whole thing. So I went back and I even read the first book because I knew there'd be more to it that the books would probably relate to and I needed to know. And then I finished the series and I really enjoyed it. Even though, like, the first book, I thoroughly enjoyed it, even though I knew it was coming. But I think that's because it was part of a whole, like, a bigger whole.
Look, when you've seen a movie and then you read the book, I think it's a different thing.
Mm.
If we're just going to, and also I have way more sympathy for people who don't want to get spoiled on TV shows and movies than I do for books. Because for a TV and a movie, I get it. Like, avoid spoilers if you can. It's kind of, I think it's more valid to be concerned about getting a movie or a book spoiled.
What are your reasons for this?
Because
it sounds like my reasons for genre fiction.
Well, I'm nothing against TV and movies, but I feel like there's so much more on offer in a book.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't
know about that. This sounds to me like, it sounds like you're plonking TV and film into places where you don't really know.
It's a totally different medium.
They don't need to really know the mechanisms and stuff. It's not worthy of my time for that sort of thing.
I love food movies and TV. And I'd said more sympathy. I still have low sympathy. Like, I still, if someone is like, oh, no, I didn't want to know the ending of that movie, I'm still like, oh, poor baby. Like, you really want to watch it that? You're so upset that you know the ending, which if you correlate the amount of upset, like how upset they are with how much they want to watch the movie, they must really want to watch this movie. So, like, just knowing the ending is going to stop you from doing that. Also, this movie is 10 years old. If you want to know it that badly, then why are you complaining?
No, I mean, look, it will never stop me. Like, knowing that it would never stop me from reading a book that I really wanted to read. But, like, we're surrounded by bookshelves right now.
Mm.
And I would be surprised if I've read a single book on this shelf, right? And all of them, when I look at a book, I see it's like a little package of mystery. And I'm excited to open it and to discover the mystery as it goes. I don't want to look at a book.
It's always, always about being surprised. Here's the thing. Like,
no.
We're all going to die. That's the end of all of our stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Bugger.
But it's about how we get there, right? Like, if this, like, idea that the only thing that really matters is the big, surprising, like,
it's not the only thing that matters, but it just...
But it completely invalidates, like, the story, and people will not even read it or watch it if they know the big thing. I just think it's a ridiculous concept.
It is. I mean, for a lot of them, it is. I mean, there's more value in certain storytelling than the end. Like, we'll agree with that. There's more value.
Yeah, of course. I definitely agree.
You often reread something because you love it so much. I remember reading Wuthering Heights at such a pace. Like, just, I raced through it to try and work out what was going on with this thing. And I got to the end and I started again because I wanted to read it with full concentration this time.
Yeah.
Because the first time I was caught up in
the emotions and the wondering what will happen.
Yeah.
And look, that's probably the ideal way. Like, I'm not saying go out and purposefully spoil yourself on every novel because then you'll enjoy it better. Clearly, it's the prime way is to, like, read it without knowing what the ending is most of the time, unless it's a rubbish
book. It's a prime way to
say. Yeah, that's exactly what I
think. The optimum way of reading is not to know the spoiler.
I think it depends on the book. I'll say it depends on the book. Because I have said, I'm like trying
to... What about a Candace Fox? Could we ruin that for you?
You couldn't ruin that for me because you could tell me exactly what happens in the end of a Candace Fox book, but I would still read it because I'd want all the little... the quips and the stuff that the characters do and, like, the dark humour.
But it wouldn't take anything away from your reading. Like, if you read it without knowing, surely it would be a different way of
reading. Honestly, it would just be different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would read it knowing if I knew exactly who, you know, the killer was. Or, I mean, this doesn't apply to all of Candace Fox's books.
Yeah,
but, like, if I know the twist, then I get so much pleasure out of reading it and admiring the little foreshadowing and, like, catching those little, you know, how deftly someone handles a red herring. Like, I love all of that stuff, and I will still thoroughly enjoy the book.
But I had two experiences recently. I read Nowhere Child, and I've read The Ones You Trust. So Nowhere Child by Kristen White, and The Ones You Trust by Carolyn Avrin. And I just let myself go. I turned off that part of the brain you can't turn off.
I can't.
Right?
Really,
so I just let myself go with it. And both of them have these endings that I had no idea. No idea, and I was so satisfied with them, both books.
Yeah.
That they and I had, you know, I hadn't turned on my little Clouseau brain trying to work out.
But it's not. I mean, maybe I made it sound like a bad thing. That's what I like about reading. Like, I enjoy having that stuff.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, nice sometimes to have a little bit less going on in your head because you know what's coming, so you can just slowly enjoy the writing.
I think it maybe depends on how you read because I'm not a very deep reader. I kind of just like to enjoy the ride, and I don't really sit and analyze, oh, who did it? Sometimes with a whodunit, I might.
Do you read many things or reread many things?
I've reread a few books, yeah, definitely.
And when you're rereading it?
I'm more of this is not books, but I'm a rewatcher, and even though I know exactly what's coming in the show or the movie, I thoroughly enjoy it every time.
But do you see
it? So the same principle, right? Like, you get more out of it.
I always get more out of the second read.
Mm. So in a way, getting a spoiler is just kind of fast-forwarding you to, like, your first reread.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what I mean? It's sort of fast-forwarding you, but not even that because it's only giving
you... You're forgoing the joy.
You're not totally forgoing it because you know a thing. You don't know all of it. You can never know all of it unless someone sits there and reads the whole book to you, and that's an audiobook, right? So, like, no one can ever spoil you on the entirety of a story. But then you'd know literally the whole story.
Yeah.
And even then, if someone tells you the whole thing in detail, it's going to be different to reading the book.
I've never read The Sojourner Crowthorn because my father pretty much sat there and told me the whole land book.
I bet you if you did, you'd find something in it that
I would find probably lots in it.
So, you know, if someone tells you a story, you can still read it and get... You'll know basically the plot details, but you won't know all the dialogue that the character's saying. You won't know observations that happen or descriptions that happen. You won't know any of that. You can still really enjoy it. And then, you know, if you really, really enjoy it, you can reread it a whole bunch of times.
See, I can't get it right. I just like not knowing how it's going
to
end.
Because culture has trained us people to be like, spoilers, oh no!
I don't know how true that is. Is it just...
Don't you find that people are pathologically afraid of being spoiled on things?
Yes, but I can't think of...
I've never had anything ruined for me by a spoiler.
But you don't pick it up sometimes.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to read every book anyone ever mentions to me. But, like, if I've wanted to read a book or I'm interested in a book and someone's told me something, and I might have that moment of, like, well, okay, great, now I know what happens. But it wouldn't stop me from reading it if I wanted to read it. And it's never stopped me from enjoying it. And, yeah, I sometimes purposefully spoil myself by reading the end first.
Well, there are so many. When you look back on some of the... And the older books that we like to read from time to time, some of us will know the beginning, middle, and end of those books long before we ever pick the actual book up, because we've either read a comic as a kid version of it, or we've seen a movie version of it at some point. Like Count of Monte Cristo, you would have seen, a million different versions of it, and even when you're not realizing you're reading Jane Austen by watching particular movies, like what's the one on Emma?
Clueless.
Yeah, and the people going, this is very familiar.
People love retellings and yet totally frightened of spoilers. Mm. And I guess it's a weird, I just never really understood it. And I feel like, over the last, I think, decade or so, it's become such a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it before, in this decade. Yeah. There wasn't any talk about it.
And
there was a lie. The Simpsons have that thing in, where Mayor Quimby is standing up front of the whole audience and gives the girl in the crying game is a
dude. Look, there's always been jokes about it, but I don't feel like people, the term spoilers and the spoiler alerts and all that sort of stuff has just increased so much
because of social media.
Yeah,
it definitely
and
has.
Goodreads.
Yeah. But, it's like this comes up in book reviewing all the time because it is sometimes really hard to write like a really thoughtful, thorough review of a book without at least touching upon some plot points.
We find it here. We sit down in front of an author and do a podcast, and for 20 minutes we can't mention what's in the book.
And you're just dancing around. Yeah. And to me, books are so much more than their plot. Like,
they should be. They sometimes aren't, but they should be.
Sorry. Look, they should be, and maybe they aren't always, but I guess my thought process is, like, if a book can be ruined by just knowing something about the plot, then it's probably not worth your time.
That's your message for us all?
Yeah, like, no good story, no good book is ever going to be ruined by spoilers. I don't want to say that about movies and TV because maybe it's different. I'm just going to say it about books.
Your specialty.
Well, I don't think they ruin anything. But this is a book podcast, so let's...
I watch thrillers on movies again and again. And you know exactly what happens in the end. You still jump when the cat jumps out. But,
Books that you've loved when you know the story and then they get turned into a movie, I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
Even though, is no one ever going to go and see a Shakespeare play ever again? Like, we all know Romeo and Juliet dies. We still go and see it. It still lasted centuries. Like, I don't know. There's in this article that talks about the study that UC San Diego did, they use the example of The Usual Suspects and how it's got that huge twist. And it's really famous. Don't worry. I'm not going to say it.
Good. Thank you.
But it's... No, I was going to say it. I wasn't going to say... The question the movie asks, it has this like character in it called Kaiser Sose, and knowing what you need to know about, I can't do this.
I think that movie, I watched it and tried to watch it again not long after, and a lot of the joy of the movie gets taken away when you're on that second watch. I didn't enjoy it as much.
I think when you watch it, when you know, it's still fun. I really do. But that might be an example where it's fun because you remember how shocked you were. And so you get to sort of relive the shock of it.
Sixth Sense, though, that was a movie that has a really wonderful twist.
And I've rewatched that.
I love that.
And The Village.
Do you know what? Yeah. That was spoiled for me by Drew Barrymore.
And did you enjoy it?
Because I was watching 50 First Dates and she spoils it in the movie as her character. And I still watched it. And... I did, but it was such a good twist that I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you wish you didn't.
It was so iconic that I was like, God, it was such a good twist.
I've never felt that. Mm. I've honestly never felt, man, I wish I didn't know.
I'm with Bron on that one. If you don't get the first experience.
That was a kick-ass. I can imagine. Because when she said it, because I knew of the movie. And so when she said the spoiler, I went, oh, that is cool. I wish I could have enjoyed it during the movie.
Yeah, you know, when the authors are here, you know, the authors don't want the twist to go out because they've done so much work
to
manage that little moment where someone's in bed late at night.
And they go,
oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
But that not moment. Every... Look, stories that do have a massive Kaiser Sose-style twist...
I can watch this now.
Then, you know, yeah, I guess they are more... they're more likely to have your experience significantly changed if you go into it knowing.
Yeah.
I personally would still have a good experience, but I can understand why the ideal way to watch a movie like that or read something like Gone Girl, where there's a huge, big game-changer moment, the ideal is go into it blind, enjoy it, and then if you revisit it, recapture those feelings of surprise. But not everything has a huge big twist.
No,
right?
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't seem to matter. People are still terrified of knowing anything, of any plot points.
I just worked you out. This is all a protection thing for you.
Oh my God.
Because I once asked Sarah to read Jude the Obscure. And if she'd known the spoiler of Jude the Obscure, she would never have read that, which would have saved her the horror of reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know
so
what?
this is all just a protection from that one moment. I don't think you even mentioned spoilers before that. That's 5-6 years ago. Right?
But I think I still would have read it.
Really?
Yeah. I think I still would have read it because you could have told me the thing that happens in Jude the Obscure and I would have been like, holy, I have to see how that plays out. I think I still would have read it to see how we got there and to see how bad it was. And then I'd be as devastated as I was when
forever.
I didn't know.
Basically,
sorry, guys, I can't stop coughing.
It's all right. We'll wrap up because Sarah's dying. But also,
spoiler, Sarah dies in the end of the podcast.
But I also feel like we are still exactly where we're at the beginning of the
podcast.
We
knew that it would go this way. You guys would be like, spoilers matter.
We're fine.
And I'd
we're
be like,
the two
no.
sides of this here. We're debating, you know, there are people out there like Sarah who don't believe in spoilers and people like John and I who are like, nope, spoilers
if
suck.
If you are listening to this and you do not give a single F about spoilers, can you please reach out because I need to talk
Sarah,
to you.
Sarah,
I need
Sarah
to find
friends.
People like me. I need... If you like purposefully read the end of a book sometimes, or you don't, it doesn't faze you at all to know what's happening.
Just
in a book.
Just go talk to Lara upstairs.
if you're like Sarah, she needs friends, and you can contact
us
on our Twitter.
Come talk to me
and just tag her. I need to speak to Sarah. I just read the end of this book before I started. It was great.
I know you're out there, my people.
Oh well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.